Almin, usual when you have your workshop, when we participate in your retreats, you go to Transfiguration to help people to come over, to come in a higher level, or to clean them. But this time it was different. Can you share this magic, what you did?
Natalia, I think you've just used a very, very good word, because what we possibly ought to tell our beloved light family out there is that this is the beginning. This working with the stomach area is the beginning of the white magic of sexuality that belongs to man. So well said, my sister. And you're right. As they become empowered, and we did start to teach techniques of revealing the perfection of life in our own lives, that was so empowering, many described it as orgasmic bliss that just rippled on and on. In fact, they felt that had we not sort of brought a closure to it, that it could have gone on for hours. This white magic, which is sexual magic, and it really has nothing to do with the genitalia unless one wants to, but it is the manipulation of energy in the body. And it works with this area in the stomach as a projector. We have to clean it of density so that the energy that does function in the body with these techniques and pushes through this area into manifestation in our environment is pure energy. So what we have previously described is the first introductory step to doing the sexual white magic, which is the most powerful magic, other than those of the gods and the embodiment of the infinite in the cosmos. And the restoration of it is awaited with great anticipation. The word magic makes most people shy away from this material. This is deliberate programming so that man will stay disempowered. Black magic should not even be called magic. Magic is really the pristine, white, pure, incorruptible magic that angels use, fairies use, and so on. And man is one of the very few species that has lost theirs, because theirs had actually fallen into the cosmos below us, into the black light cosmos. And this weekend, it was restored.
Thank you. Oh, it was what it feels after we make this exercise, is what you give to us. When we come back, it feels like colder and fresh air. We start to breathe with fresh air. It was incredible. And in this workshop, it was three people, Russian people, who didn't know a word in English, and anyway, they left very happy. What do you think about it?
In spite of the fact that you very, very beautifully assisted them in many ways, Natalia, for which I'm most grateful, it does go to show that many people say, well, I'm not ready for these courses or these gatherings because I don't understand them all. It does go to show that the many levels of information or light that is being imparted does, in fact, not need cognitive skills. It is absorbed through all the chakras and through the very cells of our body.
Thank you so much. But now it's your last day actually here in Copenhagen, and we are very, very sad, but we come in the heart of Copenhagen in Tivoli, where you can see Majestat Ratusha and City Hall, and this park Tivoli with a lot of people, a lot of sound, a lot of water and light. And Almin looks here so magically, like a fairy.
Princess.
Beautiful fairy princess. And we're so grateful that she bestowed our life and our town with her presence. Thank you very, very much, Almin.
Thank you, my beloved sister and my beautiful light family here around me.